From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Prime Minister of Ukraine says his government will ask Parliament to abandon Ukraine's non-aligned status, setting the country on a course to become a member of NATO. Arseniy Yatsenyuk spoke after an emergency NATO meeting this morning, saying the aim of Ukrainian policy remains the same, to become a member of the European Union. NATO's Deputy General Secretary General Alexander Vershbow told NPR's Morning Edition Ukraine asked for that meeting after Russian forces entered the country, apparently opening a land corridor to Crimea.
The evidence that we released yesterday is just an example of what we've been seeing for several weeks, but the Russians are becoming more and more overt in what has been an escalating pattern of direct involvement. And the cynicism in their denials is unbelievable. But even Russians are beginning to realize that their own government is lying to them.
Vershbow says that corridor could further damage Ukraine's sovereignty and would have serious economic impact on the country. The European Union's 28 leaders meet tomorrow in Brussels. President Obama says he's considering ways to fix the immigration system on his own without congressional action. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Yesterday, at a hastily scheduled news conference, President Obama said that he would prefer Congress acted on legislation to reform immigration. But he said,
I have no doubt, in the absence of congressional action, I'm going to do what I can to make sure the system works better.
The White House is considering a wide range of actions, including providing temporary work permits for people here illegally who meet certain criteria and speeding up the legal immigration process to give more green cards to workers in high tech and agriculture. Republicans say that would be executive overreach, and some Republicans have threatened to start impeachment proceedings if the president acts on his own. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
A judge in Texas ruled Thursday that the way the state pays for its schools is unconstitutional because the legislature hasn't adequately funded public education. NPR's John Burnett reports from Austin.
State Judge John Dietz wants lawmakers in Austin to come back and start over. This is the judge who last year told the legislature it violated the Constitution when it cut $5.4 billion in education funding while schools were struggling under mandatory testing requirements. Lawmakers restored $3.7 billion of the cuts, but Dietz ruled that's still inadequate to educate this booming state's 5 million children in public schools. He sided with about 650 school districts that had challenged the state's funding formula, which relies on property taxes. The school funding issue is expected to end up before the Texas Supreme Court and to be front and center in the hard-fought governor's race. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
In world financial markets, European markets are trading in positive territory this morning, and U.S. futures contracts are also trading higher. Dow futures contract up 0.3% at last check. This is NPR News. Dozens of people gathered at a church in Ferguson, Missouri last night to talk about race and police tactics in the aftermath of the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. The event was sponsored by St. Louis Public Radio, and NPR's Michelle Martin was the moderator.
A capacity crowd filled the sanctuary of the church, whose pastor gained national attention for his efforts to defuse tensions on the streets. Of particular note was the diversity of the audience, which included almost equal numbers of black and white residents, but also the number of young people who came out to express their concerns directly to Mayor James Knowles, who they said had demonstrated a lack of leadership, empathy, and understanding. A number of participants challenged the mayor to step down. He said emphatically that he would not. Michelle Martin, NPR News at the Wellspring Church in Ferguson, Missouri.
Hundreds of items belonging to civil rights icon Rosa Parks have been purchased by a foundation run by the son of billionaire investor Warren Buffett. They've been packed away for years in a warehouse. The items auctioned include Parks' Presidential Medal of Freedom. Auctioneer Arlen Ettinger says he's glad the Howard G. Buffett Foundation will provide a proper home for her belongings and historical writings.
Indeed, one of the most significant bodies of material relating to a person who changed the course of our nation's history. It was a great, great feeling of satisfaction, relief.
Howard Buffett says his foundation will give the items to an institution to be displayed, but he hasn't named one yet. Economic reports due out today. The Commerce Department releases consumer spending and incomes for July. In June, consumers stepped up spending at the fastest pace in 3 months. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.